is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, April 4th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, Ukraine. Talk about unintended consequences. Setting aside the war for a moment to look at another impact of the war in Ukraine on Europe. According to a report by the German newspaper Bild, someone is making a fortune out of selling non-Ukrainian economic migrants Ukrainian passports, fake Ukrainian passports, so they can slip into Western Europe and qualify for free welfare. Bild cited a police source in Germany who said the overwhelming majority of the refugees entering Germany claiming to be from Ukraine were from the ethnic groups Sinti and Roma, what we used to call gypsies, and that, quote, only a fraction are really Ukrainian refugees, end quote. According to reports out of France, as many as a third of so-called Ukrainian refugees entering European countries are not Ukrainian, nor are they refugees. As is highlighted in a video that's gone viral on the web, a group of Pakistani men who arrived at the airport in Dublin, Ireland, claimed to be Ukrainian citizens. They also dubiously claimed to be 60 years old, despite being obviously much younger, because they were asked, in Ukraine right now, under martial law, any man under the age of 60 is required to stay and fight. So how is it that you, Ukrainian citizen, managed to escape? I'm totally 60 years old. The reality of the situation is this. Economic migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia are exploiting the tragedy in Ukraine and cynically exploiting it for their own personal gain, abusing the system, getting free accommodations and welfare in European countries who are not properly vetting immigrants into those nations. And this is coming at the expense of genuine Ukrainian refugees, millions of them, who actually need help. Topic number 4, the economy. Treasury bonds pointing toward an imminent depression, or recession anyway, here in the United States. A key part of the U.S. yield curve flipped on Friday morning in Asia, the second time in a few hours. The 2-year U.S. Treasury note yield rose above the benchmark 10-year yield. Now, normally, the return on a 10-year Treasury bond, as you would expect, is higher than on a 2-year bond. Hold the bond for longer, you get a greater return. But that was not the case several times last week. In fact, that part of the yield curve inverted on Tuesday last for the first time since September of 2019. It inverted again in U.S. trading on Thursday and then in Asia on Friday. Again, this inversion of the 2-year and 10-year treasuries viewed by many as a signal of a recession within the next 1 to 2 years, just so you know. Here in the U.S., by the way, farmers also preparing for a strange year as they are ditching corn acres, replacing corn with soybeans because soybeans don't require nearly as much fertilizer as corn. As we've been telling you, the price of fertilizer has been skyrocketing here in recent months. It's being blamed on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but this was happening even before Russia sent in the tanks. A Bloomberg survey here in the U.S. found that farmers will plant more than 2 million more acres of soybeans and 2 million fewer of corn. And others are beginning to notice, by the way, that the sanctions that we have imposed on Russia, the United States, and Western Europe appear to be rather impotent and, at worst, amazingly counterproductive. They seem to be doing exactly the opposite of what was intended. Now, it's not like we don't know how to actually economically punish other economies. For example, a couple of years ago, as part of competing, or allegedly with competing with Russia for the oil market, Saudi Arabia opened the spigots, pumped a lot of oil out of the ground, and drove the price of oil down. Now, I say ostensibly or allegedly competing with Russia because the actual net effect of driving the price of oil down in the $20 to $25 a barrel range was kneecapping the American shale oil industry. I think that was really the point there. So while we do know how to hurt Russia if we really wanted to by driving down the price of oil, we in the U.S. have not really increased oil production, nor have we been able to convince our allies in the Gulf who are refusing President Biden's phone calls because he's cozying up to Iran. So the net result, of course, higher oil prices, is that it's good for the Russian economy. Higher price of oil means they're making more money. And The same is holding true for the sanctions targeting Russian exports like grains or food in general. Russia, being a net exporter of food, as we've been telling you, a big chunk of the world grain export market comes from Russia and Ukraine, in fact. And just as with oil, the rise in futures for things like wheat actually helping the Russian economy. The price of wheat up almost 30% since the beginning of the war in Ukraine a month ago. Meanwhile, according to CNN, and as we just told you, the bond curve, as the bond curve indicates, so the change in the spread on bonds, U.S. likely to enter a full-blown recession in 2023. France considering food vouchers for its citizens, countries all over the world beginning to ration fuel. So these sanctions that have been imposed on Russia, allegedly in response to the invasion of Ukraine, not really having the stated aim, which is kneecapping the Russian economy. In fact, it is hamstringing the West here. Am I using enough physical metaphors in this particular broadcast? Anyway, the bottom line is this, and I think you're probably already aware of this, but this is really illustrated by what is going on here. Be very, very skeptical of anyone, any individual, any government institution whose actions accidentally have exactly the opposite of the stated effect. Topic number three, the laptop from hell. Again, the mainstream media is piling on. CBS News now paying attention to this. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain was compelled to go on MSNBC and call President Trump's suggestion that Vladimir Putin release what he knows about Hunter Biden disgusting. Speaking to Just the News on Tuesday, justthenews.com, run by journalist John Solomon, former President Donald Trump pointed to a 2020 Senate report that said that the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, oligarch Yelena Batyrina, gave several million dollars to a company co-founded by Hunter Biden. Trump suggesting that Putin probably knows something about this and should be should tell the world what he knows. White House Thursday said it stands by President Biden's comments when he said back in 2020 there was nothing unethical in his son's dealings. Well, again, last week it emerged thanks to the Washington Post finally awakening from its 18-month slumber vis-a-vis the laptop from hell that Chinese company CEFC paid $4.8 million to entities controlled by Hunter Biden and his uncle James 5 years ago. Although the Post did not allege that Biden was personally involved, it's reported that Hunter Biden used his father's influence and contacts to secure the payments. Again, very interesting that this is now okay for mainstream media outlets, political elite media outlets like the Washington Post and New York Times to begin reporting on this just ahead of the midterm elections. Topic number two, it's a dark world after all. Disney. Yes, they are trying to indoctrinate your children and your grandchildren. A Disney executive in charge of content vowed to go even more woke during an all-hands Zoom call last week, promising that at least half of the characters in upcoming Disney productions will be LGBTQIA or from racial minorities by the end of the year. The claim is that they're underrepresented. If by the end of this year half of them are LGBTQIA or minorities, how is that underrepresenting? Anyway, Disney television animation executive producer LaToya Raveneau said everyone supported her, quote, not at all secret gay agenda, end quote. General Entertainment President Carrie Burke said that Disney must do more to be more inclusive, by which they mean excluding the majority of Americans, especially conservative Christians. This call was part of Disney's Reimagine Tomorrow campaign, which promises that half of the characters and content would be from underrepresented groups by the end of this year. Meanwhile, Disney's diversity and inclusion chief, Vivian Ware, said that they will no longer address theme park visitors as ladies and gentlemen, because you just don't know anymore. There are 57 genders to choose from, after all. No more ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, instead dreamers and friends. Burke choked up during this call, which took place last week Monday, saying that the issue hit close to home because of her children, and I'm quoting now, I'm here as the mother of two queer children, actually one transgender and one pansexual child, end quote. Don't know how old her children are, but do they even know what those words really mean. I mean, really, in terms of lifetime consequences. Anyway, yeah, children, grandchildren, keep them away from Disney. It is no longer the family-friendly entertainment outlet that it used to be. Coming up, a gator who identifies as a gator. That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, Florida football may have its new mascot. People who live near alligators in the southern U.S., from South Carolina on down to Florida, know that they will often try to eat anything that will fit into their mouths. Keep your pets inside sturdy fences, tall fences. There have been some videos going viral recently of alligators actually climbing over fences to get into the yard. But this also can result in some funny images like this one here. Sandra Raymond Harrison posted to her Facebook page, an image showing an alligator carrying a football in its mouth. This was captured in the Big Cypress National Preserve in southern Florida earlier in March. On social media, users joked about how the reptile appears to be trying out for the Florida Gators, or at the very least, a spot as the mascot. Very excited about Billy Napier, the new coach there, coming from Louisiana. Just pray that the gator didn't try to swallow the football, because that might not have ended well for the gator. Well, the unveiling getting ready to unveil March 13th. This is our next virtual conference, the Defender Conference, the unveiling, May 13th. May 13th is the day that it launches on the web for 90 days, all 24 video presentations available for 90 days for you to watch in any order you choose and as often as you choose. World-class presenters, including another cutting-edge presentation from Dr. Tom Horn, this time talking about the transhumanism movement, science, which will overcome death, and we will become as gods. That's the goal of the transhumanist movement. Tom has been warning about this for a long time. Don't miss this. Plus, presentations from the likes of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallops, and many, many others. All of the speakers are listed at defenderconference.com. You can also sign up from that page and do so by April 15th to take advantage of a $10 discount. On April 16th, the cost goes up to $95. $10 early bird discount, just $85 through April 15th at defenderconference.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. During the month of April, a special gift for you for your support of Skywatch TV, the first novel in Sharon K. Gilbert's supernatural series, The Red Wing Saga, Blood Lies, book one of the series, now up to eight is coming soon. For your gift of any amount, we will send you a copy of Blood Lies if you're in the U.S. or Canada. Keep the shipping costs reasonable. If you're not sure about the series, here's a great way. You just name the price, and we'll send this as our thank you gift for your support. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us at 844-750-4985. We'll be in Turkey this fall, Sharon and me, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, author of Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising, the prophetic fulfillment in the blooming of Israel over the last 73 years. Turkey is a land with a lot of biblical history and a lot of prophetic significance, too. The location of the seven churches in Asia, the letters dictated by Jesus to John the Revelator. We'll talk about that. We will visit those locations. We'll take you to the Plutonion, just outside Pergamum. The Plutonion, named for the Roman god of the dead, Pluto. In a sense, the gates of hell. The cave believed to lead directly to the netherworld. We'll stop by and take a look at that. But we'll also go to the oldest religious site on earth, according to archaeologists, Göbekli Tepe. One of those mysterious sites that the ancient aliens guys always seem to have an answer for. We'll give you the Christian response to that on location in Turkey. We'll visit Abraham's hometown of Haran and much, much more. The entire itinerary is at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. You can also sign up there. This is going to be a small tour. We're trying to keep it to 24 or less. Skywatchinturkey.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. And then next spring, we will be back in the Holy Land. Israel is open again, no longer requiring a vaccine, and we will be there alongside our colleagues, Allie Henson and Donna Howell from Skywatch TV. Join us there March 19th through 30th of 2023. Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat will also join us and share his research into the actual historical locations of the crucifixion and the resurrection, the burial tomb of Jesus. These are not on the tours, nor is Gilgal Rephaim, or the Serpent Mound of Bashan, or Joshua's Altar, the site of that very exciting discovery recently, the lead curse tablet dated to about the 14th century BC. That connects it to the covenant of renewal described in Joshua chapter 8. Some very exciting things happening archaeologically in the Holy Land, and we will talk about all of that. Skywatchinisrael.com for more information and to reserve your place on the tour. Skywatchinisrael.com, or check out our the QR code. Just scan the QR code on our screen. Skywatch TV, broadcasting all week long and around the world. Our broadcast schedule for our flagship program and all of our video content, in fact, that goes out over the air, is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You'll find us also on Roku and Apple TV. We have a free app for both of those platforms, which means you set the schedule. Or you can download our free mobile app, which gets you all of our video content, including these daily news updates and schedule of our upcoming events and important news the mainstream media would like you to miss. Those apps work on iOS and Android devices, as well as Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And to make it easy to find the app that works on your device, we have links to all of those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar, or just, again, scan the QR code on your screen. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.